Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's time to relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. You're lying on a distant sunlit shore. You are quite alone here. Nobody can harm you anymore. Once this session ends, you'll be able to return to this place as often as you like, with nothing more than your imagination, a small moment set aside in your daily routine for mindful refocusing, and the purchase of the next 5 tapes in this 9-tape collection. Feel the cool waves lapping over your feet. Feel the hot sunlight caressing your face. You can think of this place as your own personal paradise, a refuge from the cares and worries of the world. A space where you can rebuild your confidence and sense of inner calm. Let your fingers sink into the sand. Let your body settle of its own accord. Let your spine unfurl like a primordial crustacean emerging from its shell. Breathe in. Count your breath as it goes in. Breathe out. Count your breath as it goes out. Focus for a moment on the sea, breathing deeply as you go. The sea is a vast cerulean plain before your feet, an immense and unknowable void. Here, pallid shadows roll down into deeper blue, into deepest black, where vast things with mouths must surely lurk. With this knowledge in your mind, continue to relax. Your busy modern lifestyle and many household tasks left unaccomplished should already be slipping from the forefront of your mind to be replaced by a tentative sense of calm. Your fists should no longer be squeezing in upon themselves. Your facial expression should be easing away out of its usual muscle-straining grimace. And your jaw should no longer be clenching. Prove it to yourself now by laughing mirthfully to the empty beach without a hint of strain or falseness. Ha ha. Doesn't that feel good? Next, we're going to waggle your toes. In that movement, allow yourself to feel the tension beneath those muscles, the stress that's built up all of these long years when you didn't have access to this 9-part series of tapes. Keep that stress bunched up tight in your toes' grip now, rolling it back and forth, then pushing it violently onto the flesh of the soles of your feet, forcing it inwards into your own body. Next, allow that sensation to keep moving up your ankles, along your calves and up your thighs, a writhing ball of hurt and worry that is just within your grasp, moving up into your belly and into your ribcage, choking you as it passes up into your throat, a thick, phlegmy hairball of struggling darkness, making you splutter eye-wateringly as you force it out and up, finally slopping down over your chest and into the sand, where it squirms and strains before the grim waves carry it away into nothing. Now you are free of stress. Allow yourself to float effortlessly in the sea and in the sand of the shore, losing all sense of your own weight and bodily proportions. You are alone here. You are undisturbed. If you think you catch a glimpse of something moving in the shadows of the tall palm trees above, it's only your imagination. Look away from the shadow of the tall palm trees above. Focus on the sand, which is as white as bone and as soft as sky. There are no shadows here. Press your flesh into the sand now. Feel it roll away from you, that anxiety and fear, like worms burrowing out from under your skin and writhing downwards into the heart of the earth. By now, you should be fully relaxed. You should no longer be feeling any stress. It's actually a little frustrating that you're still so tense. Like you're holding on to your own neuroses out of stubbornness and spite. It takes two of us to make this work, you know. Try again. Try harder. Allow yourself to wash away into the rising tide, as if you too are nothing but foam and breath and shifting currents. Let your crude sense of self disperse. Allow your so-called memories and feigned passions and pitiful preoccupations to fade from your mind. Do not attempt to remove the headphones. You are not yet fully relaxed and cannot in good conscience return to the world. Stop fidgeting. Do not look up into the shadows of the tall palm trees, no matter if you think you can see an awful miniature figure dancing from branch to branch. Do not look too deeply into the sea, clear and blue, even if you think you can see something vast moving far beneath its surface. You're wondering what it is, that little shape that dances from branch to branch, with bright silver eyes glinting hungrily at you as they catch the light, because it doesn't appear to have a tail, and its limbs are very long and thin, and there doesn't seem to be anything for a monkey to eat out here anyway. Try to ignore it. Focus on your breathing. Sink further into the sand. Inhale through your nostrils. Exhale through your mouth. Try to draw the breath out as long as you can. You're thinking, isn't it meant to be the other way around? Shouldn't it be inhaling through your mouth and exhaling through your nostrils? And that's good, you can wrestle with that for hours. Anything is better than thinking of the little spider figure that's dancing in the shadow of the tall palm tree, capering from branch to branch, chattering with a mouthful of teeth that don't seem to fit. Anything is better than staring into the currents of light and darkness across the surface of the water until it becomes clear that some of the patterns are not an indication of depth, but the mottled skin of something truly vast and grim, its hide flecked with dead barnacles, and its scars traced by tiny swarming fish, a floating mausoleum and a living city all at once. Focus on your breathing. You've already forgotten to count. Already you've ruined this. Forget the breathing. Clearly you can't be helped. Instead, allow the water to sluice into the hollow left by your body, turning sand into mud. Enjoy the sensation. Try not to think too hard about what it means. Because, of course, it's already occurred to you that if the tide is rising, there may come a time soon when the sea creeps inwards to the very roots of the palm trees at the peak of the island, and you will be caught between the land and the ocean, and you will have to make a choice between facing the creature that dwells in the trees and the creature that dwells in the water. Gaze upwards into the sky. It is really self-defeating and inimical to your own state of relaxation that you continue to ignore the empty bliss of the sky and keep looking down at the sand of the beach all around you. The sand which you can now see is pocked not with white shells or rocks, but with bones, yes, animal bones and human bones mingled together, so that it isn't clear who was eaten by what, or what was eaten by whom, or whether the people who lay here once, just as you are lying here, were transformed into some wretched, squirming amalgamation of flesh and flipper and tail. And yes, it is even clear, the longer you look, that the human skulls are all missing their teeth. And as the creature that dwells in the trees chatters hungrily at you, You must surely be able to draw a horrible and inevitable connection between the two. Breathe in. Breathe out. Soon I will invite you to visualize a cord connecting you to the energy of the earth. Do not get up. Do not look around you for bones or broken branches that can be refashioned into crude weaponry. This goes against the clearly stated aims of this 9-part tape series. The creature that dwells in the trees is smaller, you're thinking. It could be brutalized more easily. But the creature that dwells in the water is gargantuan, and you may pass it by unnoticed. It is no whale, you're certain of that. Its great back rising out of the ocean, ridged with fins, has an almost serpentine quality to it, and the air that gushes from its blowhole is dead and stinking, and its black mouth, when it comes up to the surface, water sluicing down through its teeth, is a lamprey's mouth. Colossal and round and ringed with death. Let me tell you more about this cord, which allows you to replenish your energy from the depths of the earth. You're not listening. You're trying to pull your headphones away from your ears, but you can't go yet. The cord won't let you. Stay with me on the beach, and we can relax together. Yes, the tide has crept inwards, and the water is seeping up across your stomach. Yes, the creature that dwells in the trees is no longer visible in the trees, and you can hear the maniacal chattering of its unnatural teeth from somewhere else on this tiny, dwindling island, muffled now, as if it's crept beneath the sand and is worming its way closer and closer to where you lie at rest. But you haven't tried the alternate breathing exercises yet, where you inhale with one nostril and then exhale with the other nostril. And this is a surefire way of allowing yourself to gain focus and calm in an altogether too stressful existence. Raise your index finger to your left nostril now. I said, raise your index finger to your left nostril now. The tide is swimming over your chest. Tiny, vicious fingers are creeping over your hair and over your scalp, digging experimentally into the skin, drawing blood. The creature that dwells in the trees slips over your motionless head, and you can hear it chattering with delight as it locates your mouth. Breathe in through your right nostril, slowly and calmly. It's found a molar. Ignore it. Shift your ring finger to your right nostril. Remove your index finger and exhale. Do not leap to your feet, choking on seawater, snatching up the vile little monster as it bites and snarls, its long fingers reaching out to yank your teeth from your mouth. Do not toss it out like a discus over the vast plains of the sea, into the jaws of the colossal creature that rears up hungrily from the frothing waters to swallow the tiny beast whole. Do not lift a half-chewed shin bone from in the sand, drawing it like a sword from a stone. Do not charge madly forth into the shallows, foam spraying up all around you, raging forwards into the maw of the great vast beast, diving towards its grinning, greedy mouth like just another doorway, do not let the cord be cut. Because then you will sit upright in your bed, sweating and gasping for air, trembling with fear and twitching as if you can still feel those enormous teeth closing down upon you, tearing the headphones from your ears and tossing the tape away across the room. And you will still be alone, still living with all of your anxieties and neuroses and your terrible inhuman thoughts. And you will still be here in askew.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.